paradise anything but the pleasures of this present life, or the pains of hell anything but the tiresome fatigue which the followers of the religions have to endure in the form of prayer, fast, holy war, and pilgrimage. Know that I have delivered you by this letter of mine from your chains and freed you from your bonds. Whatever is forbidden for the perverted world becomes lawful for you and for those of your degree. I address myself to you with the same words that have been addressed to Muhammad when he reached your position. Today, you are allowed to eat the good things, and the food of these who have been given the book is allowable for you. When the believer reaches the highest degree of faith, he is dispensed from the religious practices. No more fasts for him, no prayers, no pilgrimage, no jihad, no food, drink, dress or woman whatsoever is forbidden to him. You and your brethren are the heirs that inherit paradise. In this world, however, you inherit its pleasures and enjoyments that are forbidden to the ignorant that cling to the religions of the lawgivers. You are to be congratulated that you are no longer bothered with their religions. Whoever reaches this stage has acquired the keys of heaven and earth, found the philosopher's stone, and is in the possession of the great metal. He is dwelling in paradise and drinking from the fountain of life.